Sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Ring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Who would that be standing away?
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, grand record for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
All right, here we go on our Thursday episode. So good to be back in the saddle with this guy. I'm Timmy Hall, by the way. The Bode Man is back. He was doing Man and Bone yesterday for a Wednesday Ted. He's always out on Wednesdays. My friend and yours, though, to my right, Tyvus Powell, everybody.
Oh, Timmy.
Oh, Tyvus.
Guy comes back from Pebble Beach with just smiles on his face. You must have shot really well.
I didn't shoot that well, but I had a great time.
That's nice.
Broke 90, so that was great. I've been a better player in the last couple years, having a couple of issues, but it's not about that. It's not about that.
Oh, yeah.
Pebble Beach, let me tell you, it was just so many nerves running through my body about the golf game, mm-hmm. but just trying to enjoy every single one of those holes that was right on the Pacific Ocean. And it could not have been a more perfect day. Huh. I mean, it was Pacific blue, baby, as far as you could see. The bay, the ocean, unbelievable. The mountains in the background, oh, so beautiful.
I'm happy for you, Joe.
Thank you.
I really am. I'm glad you got to check that off your bucket list.
I would have brought you some gifts if everything there wasn't at least $100. I mean, it was a struggle just to get my metallic ball markers. I have to figure out how I distribute them amongst my friends here because other courses I would go to, they might have like a little dish there where they have multicolored. I'm collecting the metallic ball marks.
Okay.
And I wanted to, I even said this on yesterday's show. I've still meaning to text Dane Sonzenbacher, but I know he's listening now because we had him on the program last week. Mm-hmm. I played golf with him a couple weeks ago, and I commented on how much I liked his ball mark and that I collect those because his was a pure white with an NFL shield on it.
That's nice.
That said Central Ohio Chapter NFL Alumni.
Huh.
And I was like, how cool is that? I mean, it's not a one of one, but there ain't many of those ball marks. There can't be many of those specific ball marks out there. And he just gave it to me. He was like, you like it? Here, take it. I was like, that's so nice. That's so cool.
What a guy.
So I used that during my round at Pebble Beach. And I took a beautiful photo where you could see the Pacific and his ball mark in the same shot. And so that was great. But the ones in the pro shop, $35 for 4 teeny tiny metallic ball marks.
You said,
woo!
No way.
Well, I got one box.
Oh, one box.
So I only got 4 of those to last. So we'll see.
And you got to give them out to your closest friends.
I do. I got to pick the golf guys, go back through like the list, bullet points of who's done what for me, all that. Yeah. And then make the decision on who gets them. But we got a fantastic show. We got a huge show. I mentioned this, that at 6:48, I got a little payback for the morning, guys. Tyvus, I'll play the clip for you because I didn't catch it live. I was told about it, went back. I'll have the audio of what they did to me on Morning Juice. They basically had some fun with some old audio of mine.
Okay.
So the same will be done to one Brandon Beam, to the Beamer, who probably does get a ball mark, but will also do this to him to pay it back. Now, Tyvus, something's been going on here since I was away. This little thing that's going on between you and our Wednesday DeVere about who still has it the most. And we've had some trash talk that's been brewing. I was brought up to speed about this. Now, apparently, you know, DeVere thinks that he can, you know, win a battle one-on-one against you. You think that you can lock him up. I gotta tell you, I heard that you were lamenting to Bone about how, man, I was out there trying to work out a little bit, and I don't know if I have it anymore.
Yeah.
So it surprised me to hear that you think you can lock down DeVere.
Oh, yeah.
When you're talking about, you know, I'm eating too much bread and I'm putting on too many pounds.
like I told them back then when I said those things. When it comes to DeVere, You know, the one thing is, it's all technique for me, you know, and that, and it's 90% of football is confidence. Okay. So if I go out there confidently, I know I'm going to win that matchup against DeVere. Because the thing DeVere hasn't really seen nothing like me before. That's the problem. Like he's had success in the CFL. Let me clarify what I'm saying. He had a lot of success in the CFL where he was very successful in the winning the Grey Cup and doing all of these wonderful things. But I also was in the NFL where I did 4 years, you know, the top of the top, the cream of the crop, you know, where I played corner and safety and nickel. So with that being said, you know, I'm not necessarily worried about DeVere.
Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can.
Oh, I can feel it down in my plums. Yes, I can.
It's not no tension. It's just it's It's reality.
What he said about you yesterday, just to bring you up to speed, was that you were on a national championship team. Yes, mm-hmm. But he was the guy on his team.
That's cute.
That's how that went.
That's cute. See, that's the thing, though.
Yeah.
He's talking about college stuff. I'm not. We're talking about post-college. That's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, I'm not talking about college. Like, okay, college. Okay. He was a great wide receiver for Ohio State.
Yeah.
I was a good safety here. I'm going to play him at corner, which I didn't do until I got to the NFL where I was so good at safety that they said, you know what? Let's transition you to corner because that's where we think you're better at.
You talked about your confidence. He seems pretty confident too.
I know.
How do I know?
It's cute.
That's
cute of him.
You keep saying cute. I feel like you're saying cute in a bad way.
That's very cute that he thinks that. It really is.
I love it.
I can. You know what? But it's one of those things.
Why would you win? You got to give me something more than the confidence.
Why would I win?
Because you're talking about your technique.
My technique is flawless. It's flawless.
You got your Seattle lockstep.
He's not.
Is that what you're using?
He's not going to
outrun. Pete Carroll technique.
It depends on how many reps we're doing. How many reps? Are we doing just one rep?
How many do you want to do to get a good picture?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. I could go as
long. Would you want to go one and done? How would you determine if he catches the ball?
Sure.
A catch is a win.
Yes.
Even if he breaks the route off at 5 yards.
Yep.
You can play press coverage and just that's it.
If DeVere want to go one rep, that's fine. If he want to go 100 reps, that's cool. I'm ready for all of it. It doesn't matter to me.
How are we going to do this? Just cleats?
Because the thing,
no pads, right?
We're not doing no pads.
We're going to be before a charity softball game.
No,
I think we could fill Huntington Park. We're talking about, I think, lowering the ticket price this year so we can fill that place up a little bit more for this event. Because the softball event alone has been a good, fun event.
Oh, it is.
When we did the current Buckeyes versus the former Buckeyes. And if you're just catching us, we're building up this little, the Tyvus versus DeVere battle, hopefully for 2024. And we're completely putting them on the spot. Yes, we're absolutely doing that. That's just how we do. And later in July, like we've done for the past several years, we've been out as a show 3 years running now, and we've had a good time.
Yeah.
It pisses Matt Andrews off, but we have a really good time. I don't know why. What inning is it right now? They're just going, what are they doing in between innings here? They got all these contests. They switched. Why isn't Bobby playing?
It is a lot.
Bobby's on the roster here. Where is he?
Like, it's a lot of stuff to follow. It's a lot to follow at times.
You just gotta have to do your best. You gotta wing it with that. But it's been a good event. But I think if we get you guys out there before the game, we could darn near fill the stadium to see this epic battle play out. There's nothing better than seeing a nice sports radio beef come to a head, and then we get our answer. See, we find out. We play it out.
Tim, have you ever seen a lion attack a gazelle?
Oh, God.
That's what you about to see. Like, that's literally what it is. It's like
the legs feed the wolf.
It's literally like a Rockefeller versus a Chihuahua. Like, why are we doing this? What are we really talking about here?
Oh, man. I think it's fantastic. I think it's fantastic. DeVere's quick guy. How you gonna account for his speed? Him getting out of the break.
Are you serious?
Are you just sort of, are you more like a anticipation? Are you going to be anticipating?
No, I'm going to play
what him. What the move is?
No, I'm going to play him straight up. I ain't gonna play no anticipation. I'm gonna be straight up with him. I'm gonna do my technique. I'm gonna step, kick, lockout. We gonna run.
Step, kick, lockout. Step, kick, there it lockout. Is.
Do what I gotta do.
There it is.
Let him run his route. Be right there. Shadow it. Ball comes. Knock it down. There it is.
So it was. So all that talk to Bone about how, you know, you can't do it anymore. You don't feel like you're in the best shape. That was all just. That was just talk.
I like.
It's not really that.
See, I like the light.
You're bouncing back quickly.
Well, we got 2 months to do it. We got 2 months to get in shape.
Oh, you're gonna have to go into a hard workout regimen to get up for this?
See, not necessarily a hard one. You know, I just got to get back into the groove of things. You know, DeVere is not worth me, you know, getting into a hard one. Like, that's redundant. That's ridiculous. Why would I do that? Like, I could, like I said, I keep the cleats in the car anytime. If DeVere pulled up today and wanted to do it right now, like, I got the cleats in the car, so.
What about Cardale, though?
What about him?
Why did Cardale instantly side with DeVere?
Well,
is that just because of your relationship, or is that true and honest?
You know,
is Cardale your son, or is it the other way around?
No, the thing about Cardale, what people got to realize is that, you know, he hasn't truly, his brain hasn't fully developed yet. So he just blurts things out. He's one of those guys that talks before he thinks, you know. So I think the problem is that him and I, he's mad at me because I was supposed to play basketball with him a couple of days ago and I was watching the Cavs game and didn't go. So anytime
I too would watch the Cavs over a pickup game.
The Cavs win the other night, Tyvus?
No, they lost. Oh, okay. They lost pretty bad.
Thanks for the update, Bodie.
I'm just asking.
Anyway.
Go Celtics.
Anyway, so I had to. So he's upset about that. And anyway, anytime he felt like he could get one over on me. And the question is he quarterbacking? Because if he's quarterbacking, then we could, to me, that's like a victory. Like, to me, it's already a wrap. I don't even need to take the rep. I know that I'm going to win it.
If he's quarterbacking,
I might intercept the ball.
What if I'm the quarterback?
He's got a better chance. DeVere's got a better chance for sure. Cardale quarterbacking, like, that's the thing. Go ask Cardale anytime he's ever tried me. That's what y'all should have asked him when he was talking his trash. You should have been like, the times that you went at Tyvus.
Cardale, if you're out there listening tonight, I think you should just give us a call. We should just have this out on the air, figure out what was said, put it behind us. It's the best way to do things, right? I've found through being married and through having relationships throughout all my days, it's better just to talk, not to keep it bottled up and inside. It's better just to get it out there.
Then
you can take a deep breath.
It's funny that these bunch of coulda beens really think that they go do something with me. It's hilarious.
They're not even a has been or never was. They were coulda beens.
A bunch of coulda beens.
Oh man, it's gonna be a fun day out there.
Great moments are born from great opportunity.
That's what you have here tonight. It's what you've earned here tonight. All right. Some of this might continue. I can't promise that it won't fester. But did you see that this Buckeye football team way, way, way up there on many of the post-spring top 25 polls? That's not surprising, but how high up? We will break it down next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We're the highest-rated sports radio station in America. There's no joke there. We just are. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
The Fan app is about to become your new best friend. Your one-stop shop for all your favorite fan shows. ESPN Columbus and BetQL. Live or on demand, listen on your schedule. Download the 97.1 The Fan app today. It's free.
Do it.
Brace yourselves for more Buckeye banter. This is The Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus here on a Thursday. Beers and Buckeyes tonight with our friend Patrick Murphy. That's coming up a little bit later here at 6:33. Some off-season topics, and we'll see where that goes with this Buckeye football team. But right now, Tyvus, hadn't really taken a peek at these top 25 polls because I've got thoughts about them, especially when it comes to Buckeye football. It's not like Buckeye basketball right now where you're still trying to build and you're trying to get back up to that spot where you can pounce. And so it has been nice to see Ohio State basketball getting some love from some of the people that cover this game on a broader spectrum and the national level to see that they've managed this offseason well enough to actually move up in some people's top 25 polls.
Yeah.
Buckeye football, there's an expectation.
Yeah.
It's a different level. And we talk about this a lot, though, but do you have feelings about how the Buckeyes continue to be put way, way up there every single year? Yeah, we're going on 10 years without winning the big one since, as we know, you played for him.
That's unbelievable. No, I just think that what it is that's the standard. Everybody is so used to Ohio State being up there. And I think with the new CFP, there's no reason why they won't be, you know, at least in it. You know, in the past couple of years, maybe they've been handicapped because they lost the last game and they couldn't go to the Big Ten championship. So therefore, they couldn't make the CFP. Now that it's 12 teams in the CFP, they should be in it every year. And I think 2 years ago, CJ's last season kind of tells you that, yeah, even though they didn't beat the team up north and they didn't get a chance to go to the Big Ten championship, they still were one of the best because they're a field goal away from beating a Georgia team who went on and won it all.
But what happened before that, though?
What do you mean?
They lost to those guys.
Yeah, but I'm saying that was...
And they still lost to Georgia.
We keep saying
how close they were to beating Georgia.
Yeah.
But they didn't get the job done.
They didn't.
And there were several other opportunities. But again, we can talk about the field goal, but there were also several opportunities where they didn't have to let it come down to that last second field goal.
The defense, like, get let up in the second half completely because they were winning that game.
Yes, and I get that Marvin unfairly got knocked out of that game, but there was still a chance to not let it get to that.
What I'm saying is, due to the fact that they played so well in that game, is why still to this day they're still held to a
they're thought of.
Exactly. Because talent-wise, they're already there. They just got to put it together and win the last game of the season. That's where they got to start at.
I get that.
But when you do preseason, you look at the overall roster. And if you look at this overall roster, it's hard to say that they're not one of the best teams in college football.
I agree. And that's where I have a hard time with this, where it's not like Ohio State is not worthy of this. There's just a part of you that makes you incredibly nervous again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because no, I get you that. Are, it's like you're being given your flowers before you have won the big game.
Mm-hmm.
But this is all talk. It's like what you texted me. Like, nobody wants to be paper champs, yeah, right?
Nobody's ever got anything from being a paper champs. They've been paper champs for the past couple of years.
So Urban did always say, though, if there's anything that they're keeping score at, you want to be number one. So even if somebody is just putting together a top whatever, top this, top that, it's better to be number one. But you got to be sure that you are number one when you actually play the football games. That's what this has to be in the end.
I've never been a fan of people getting the ratings, the ranking above teams that they haven't beat. So, like, I would never put them right now above the Wolverines because they haven't beat them in 3 years. And I would do it purposely in hopes that they see that I refuse to put them above the Wolverines
and
to make them even more mad.
No matter what happened with their coaching staff or with their personnel.
No, they got to show me that they can beat them. Because
you know what? In a way, I respect that.
Because last year, they had some talent there.
Look ridiculous.
But the coach didn't matter because y'all lost to the interim. Y'all still got Donovan Edwards who hit y'all for a big one 2 years ago.
So when Blake Corum was out.
Exactly.
Right?
So they still got some key pieces there. So until you beat them, I can't see them being up under y'all right now.
Put Michigan, up there at 2 or 3 and have the Buckeyes at 4 or 5.
Yeah,
and again,
it would
feel ridiculous to do because you're supposed to erase everything that happened. Last year was last year, and then you reset and you move on. But
at the end,
how can you really think like that? You know, everything is a lazy river. It's a time continuum. Time continues, right? The past comes into play, the present, and then what will be done in the future. And it's hard to, I agree with you, like giving them that credit.
For me, for the past 3 years, when you look at roster versus roster, the Buckeyes have had the better roster. They've had the better coaching staff. They had the better roster.
But better players, better coaches.
Exactly.
But what's happened in the game?
So why would that change? Why would I look at it differently now?
Until they actually go and bust the door down.
My point. Yeah. Like, why would, just because.
It's like how I would think about the Browns every year of my life.
Yeah.
Why would I pick them to be good?
Until they do it.
Until they are good. That's how it is. Right?
That's what I thought about them.
I thought that way about the Bengals before they had Joe.
Yeah.
They were losing in the playoffs every single year. Would they go 5 years in a row?
Who?
The Bengals with Marvin.
Did they lose 5 years in a row?
Absolutely. They didn't win.
Dang.
They were going, but they weren't winning.
First round exit.
Some say it's even worse. If you're going to suck, just suck. Don't go to the playoffs and lose in the first round every single time. It's just heartbreaking.
We just got to learn how to win the big one again. We just got to learn how to win big time games. And you thought last year that they figured that out when we went to Notre Dame and Kyle McCord had that great moment that Bodie hates. And I'm glad that it happened since he's bragging about the Celtics. At least my football team is more successful than yours.
You see, he made a gesture and he was smart to not crack open the microphone so the camera wasn't activated back there. It's a veteran move, buddy.
Kyle McCord threw it right to DJ Brown. He just dropped it, unfortunately.
By the way, so scanning some of these real quick to give you an example of what's going on with these post-spring top 25s. Let's go to CBS first and foremost. They're a big entity. Dennis Dodd doing this one. Georgia's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I got no problem with that. I don't care like how good Ohio State's offseason was. Everybody that came back, Georgia has been that team on the block more so than Ohio State. They've had the head-to-head. We know what happened. They've won a couple titles. The Buckeyes have not since 2014. Georgia 1, Buckeyes 2, Oregon 3. Fixing to be one epic matchup out there when they take the trip to Eugene. Texas 4, Alabama 5. Ole Miss 6 and Mizzou 7 and Notre Dame number 8. Now, the ones that kind of stuck out to me, The Athletic and you have a former OSU beat writer there in Ari Wasserman that's part of these rankings too, and he's got the Buckeyes ranked number one ahead of Georgia. So there's some history there. This guy's covered Ohio State for a long time. So he is maybe looking at it through a little bit of a different lens. And he said Ohio State won the offseason, but that doesn't matter in Columbus. Yes, we agree. Beating Michigan, winning the Big Ten, and playing for the national championship does. ESPN had Georgia 1 and Ohio State 2. And Joel Klatt, who covers Ohio State a ton, right, for Fox, he also had Ohio State over Georgia. So there's, it's like the guys that have more of the connection to Ohio State, more inclined to put the Buckeyes ahead.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm with you. I am not going to put Ohio State as the preseason number one.
You got to take your biases out of it sometimes. And you just got to, you got to call it what it is right now. It doesn't matter to me that all, it doesn't matter where they rank right now. Like I say, it only matters when you get to November. That's when things get very serious. And the Buckeyes, if they don't come out, what, they play Akron the first game, it should be a dominant performance. Like, that's what you want to see. And that was the thing that we kept asking for last year. We wanted to see this team just put together a completely dominant performance on both sides of the ball. And I don't know if we actually, I'm trying to think if we ever got a game where they was just completely dominant from the first quarter to the fourth. Do you know one?
Yeah.
Like Youngstown State, was we dominant in that game?
The Western Kentucky game was like... That one was over, like, first quarter. It was, and I know it's Western Kentucky.
And we were talking about still, how Western Kentucky, oh, they can sling it, right? Yeah. Look at that offense.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so that's the one. Okay.
Other than that, though, honestly.
Hey, great job, though, beating Western Kentucky.
Michigan State, maybe, was that one kind of?
They've been sucking lately.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm not.
But it doesn't matter that. You got to go out there and just leave no doubt. Like, it's when people watch it, turn the table, and they're like, oh, that's the best team. Can't nobody do anything with them.
All right. The man likes the Buckeyes, and he likes beer, so that's what we discuss with Pat Murphy of Bucknuts, but do we have to discuss if Pat's a traitor or not? That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Drink up, Slappy. It's time for Beers and Buckeyes with Patrick Murphy.
Oh, I love catching up with Pat. Missed him last week when I was out on the trip. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. What's up, Pat? What were we doing this morning, buddy?
What were we doing this morning? Is that
you? I know what you were doing this morning. I know where you were, you son of a bee.
Well, look, I have to balance my friendship with you and my alliance to the Buckeye Show with the need to help Beam. That's yours, Brandon Beam.
He needs help, doesn't he?
Get up in him. Well, he just, you know, I mean, he's got a kid now. He's been doing this morning show for so long. There's just so few people that are willing to tolerate getting up that early to chat with him. So I try and appease him when I can. But look, I don't have a weekly date or intro the same way I do with this pod. This show. This show means something.
You have Irish music. You have sound of a beer pouring out. Like, Pat, we did that for you. Did the checks get lost? What happened?
Well, from my understanding, it requires I just say yes anytime someone from the Fan texts me and asks if I'll come on their show. So that's what I try to do.
Here's the best part, Pat. is that I'm perusing, because I follow your stuff, because I'm a good friend. I read your things, and I'm in the CBS. It's one of the places I visit on a daily basis. I'll check some of the, you know, different Buckeye blogs, and I'll check yours. And I see the Tyvus look. Like, you see the headline here? It says, listen, and it's got the little colon there. Murphy discusses what the Buckeyes are up to. Best unit on Ohio State. More. And it says, our team writer Patrick Murphy was on The Fan discussing the Buckeyes. By Patrick Murphy. I love it.
Yeah.
You wrote the own piece on your own hit. It's beautiful. It's great.
Well, look, it's to promote you guys and the work that you are doing so people know that we're on the show and they can come back and then hopefully they listen to the Buckeye show or the Morning Juice more often.
Patrick, you know you're my guy. Now, I didn't hear you hit on this, but what do you think is the area on this football team when they left spring football? It's got you still the most concerned.
That's probably up in the air between two spots. And I think they're pretty apparent if you followed along the spring. I think offensive line and quarterback, to me, are still the two big ones. Like, everywhere else, even if there's still a few questions, you know, there's a returning starter that you feel good about or things like that. Obviously, there's returning starters on the offensive line, but we just, you know, we went through the whole season last year kind of questioning the offensive line, and there haven't been a ton of changes other than Seth McLaughlin coming in from Alabama. I do think that towards the end of spring, it sounded like the Buckeyes had found kind of, they've leaned on Josh Fry at right tackle. They like what he has brought in the work ethic this spring. And then we saw in the spring game, Carson Hinsman, Luke Montgomery, Tegra Shibola, all kind of working at that right guard spot. And I thought they all looked all right. So maybe there's some more answers there than there are at quarterbacks. So just because there's no starter at quarterback, I guess I'd say quarterback, though I do trust that whoever gets the job will do a solid job.
Pat, who's the bigger threat to the Buckeyes this year? Is it, do you think it's Oregon, or do you think it will be the Wolverines, even though they lost a lot of talent?
I think that it is Oregon if we're talking purely based on a talent. What they could do to the Buckeyes if and when they meet, or I guess they do meet for sure October 12th. But Michigan game, as you know, and as it's, every Buckeye fan has been reminded the last 3 years, you know, it doesn't always come down to the most talented team winning the game. I think you could argue a couple of these losses in the last three, maybe Ohio State went in favored because they had more talent. Michigan found a way to win it. Props to them. So I think, like, looking at it now, I'd project Ohio State as the favorite at home against Michigan and maybe the underdog out at Oregon, but just that game and the momentum Michigan has in that series, I think you're always going to be a little nervous about it.
Yeah, Dylan Gabriel, the big pickup, one of the top guys on the transfer portal market, so they get the big-time quarterback out there. And look, we're all going to be on pins and needles waiting to see what the quarterback play looks like from Ohio State. Everything else that we talk about, the offensive line, the different position groups you noted, it's going to be that quarterback room. And if it's Will Howard, what is this guy ultimately going to bring this team?
Yeah, and I think, too, as we had these similar conversations last offseason, I would fall back on, well, Ryan Day hasn't missed on a quarterback yet. And, look, I don't want to say he missed on Kyle McCord. I think Kyle McCord had what most quarterbacks across the country would consider a pretty good season. It just wasn't what Ohio State had brought year after year. So do you still believe that Ryan Day can, you know, not make mistakes when it comes to quarterbacks? I think that just is a little bit more up in the air right now, just because you're coming off of a season where there wasn't elite quarterback play from a guy that Ryan Day handpicked as a recruit over J.J. McCarthy, who obviously won a national title, and then, you know, went on to pick as a starter. So I think there's talent. I'm not concerned about it, but I can certainly understand fans being less confident right now until they see it again from Ryan Day and these quarterbacks.
Speaking of these quarterbacks, do you think Julian Sang gets a look this year, like a serious look this year?
I think it probably depends on how other things go. You know, let's just say Will Howard goes out week one and is the starter and is just playing really well. I mean, you've got a handful of games there before the conference really ramps up, where I think you will see different quarterbacks. But if he's playing well, I don't know if you need to switch things up. I would get Julian Sain into some games when, you know, the score is, you know, so lopsided that you feel comfortable doing that. I mean, I think Devin Brown needs to get in. But look, the kid has incredible talent. I keep hearing people compare it to maybe the Trevor Lawrence freshman season when he didn't start the season as a starter but worked his way into it. I think Ohio State has significantly more depth than that Clemson team at the position, so I'm not sure if it works out that way. But look, if you need to make a change, there's you can't hang around and wait for that this season with everything that's kind of on the line for the Buckeyes.
All right, Patrick, it's time to tell us what you're sipping on this week. What's been good? What's been in the fridge? What have we been popping a tab on?
Yeah, we talked, I think it was last week when you were gone, about some Coronas as a nice like porch beer. Maybe that was 2 weeks ago. I don't remember. But I've had quite a few of those in the fridge. And then just it's been PBR, Bud Light, you know, nice light beer since it's been warm out recently. I haven't gone to the grocery store in a while for beer, so I don't make anything crazy. But kept it simple thus far to begin what is almost the summer here.
Yeah, I was a bad boy and I wasn't, you know, remembering what exactly I was drinking when I was out in California. I know I didn't have anything Lagunitas. That's one of the California breweries, right, Pat? That's popular, that gets shipped back here to the Midwest and all across the country. But there was, I want to say, it had 805, which is the one area code in the name, like a Firestone 805, something like that, like an amber lager. And these were on tap. I think you're with me. When you're traveling, when you're in a pub or something, you want to get something that's on draft, if you can. Yep. Unless you're out on the golf course and it's got to be in a can or something like that. But that was so fun, just eating at some of the restaurants at the Pebble Beach Lodge and just having a nice tall 20-ounce draft beer.
You didn't have a summer shandy?
I didn't have a summer shandy when I was out there, no. Mm. I was trying to drink local stuff.
Bad job out of you, too.
Oh, I've had summer shandies at York already this year. You better believe it, man. Every time.
When we were in Spain and England, I made sure everyone went like, hey, what's your favorite local draft beer? And I don't remember hardly any of them, but I did try quite a few different ones while we were over there, and some wine, which is not normally my thing.
Very good.
Both of y'all should have got lemonade.
You just got to do it. Whenever you're traveling, you just got to try to fit right in and soak in the experience. Pat, it's always a good time, man. We'll talk next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
There he goes, Patrick Murphy from Bucknuts 24/7 Sports, and he's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Doing good over there?
Yeah.
All right.
Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know. Just making sure that this text thread wasn't going completely off the rails.
Oh no, we're done.
Is it done?
Yeah.
We were having some texting. We had one Jeff Tito Thidoff trying to stir the pot, bringing everybody in to a text thread with this Tyvus versus DeVere thing. So
I'm glad.
Thanks for that, Tito.
I'm glad we hyping this up. Yeah. I told DeVere his demise will be televised.
The demise will be televised. So it is out there. We'll have to wait a little bit for the response from the other side. Well, as I mentioned already, I heard that our buddies in the morning were having some fun at my expense today. So the perfect thing to do is not to get mad, but to get even. So we'll do that next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
If you consider yourself a Buckeye fan, you've come to the right place. This is your heritage sports talker and home of Ohio State Athletics, The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, ByersAuto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high
fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President, Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
If you're obsessed with fantasy sports and gambling things, we have the slightly above average radio show for you. On the Money with Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Sunday morning at 9 on The Fan. The best sports talk in the Big Ten lives right here. Now back to the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Timmy and Tyvus, happy Thursday to all you fine Buckeye fans. Ladies' night. Thirsty Thursday. Best day of the week, Tyvus, because it's right before Friday, man.
No, Monday is the best day of the week.
Oh, you're a sick, sick man. Oh, I like Monday. Start the week off.
Yeah, because if it starts good, it usually ends well.
It is. I've always said this. It's a Monday is a little bit different for people in our industry.
Exactly.
When we're doing sports talk and we're coming off of a healthy weekend where we have, especially during football season, Mondays do feel like,
well,
miniature Christmas.
You got to think
mornings, you know.
Usually Fridays is the dumps, so they just throw stuff
news
out.
Dumps. Yeah.
So Friday, some like after five, the big stuff come out. Weekend stuff comes out.
Which Friday after five is good for us.
True.
Where we kind of turn into a weekend show almost for Friday nights.
So when you come back Monday, usually you're not scrambling to figure out, oh, what we need to talk about, because the weekend has so many events that you get to freshly talk about it and speak your piece on it.
All right. I was very surprised to hear that an old clip of mine popped up on a show on our station today.
What did you do, Tim?
I've done a lot of things.
Clearly.
Right?
I've done
a lot of things. There, so much so where there's actually an entire folder in our audio system that has my name on it. Mm. And that mainly stemmed from the guys in the afternoon on Man and Bone. And they will have their fun with that, playing those little clips. It's me yelling, me getting my Kroger flu shot in the past, doing the ee-yow, and it's done. Things like that. But there was a couple of rare occurrences where I obliterated, and I mean that in a bad way, completely botched a SportsCenter update.
Really?
It happens, right?
No, it doesn't.
Do you think I'm good at them?
I would think you would be.
I'm asking you.
I ain't heard one.
You ain't heard one of my updates?
No.
Ever?
No.
Bodie.
He's never heard one of my updates?
We just talked
about this.
Broke company man there, Tyvus.
Stop it. Don't do that.
What do you think of Bodie?
Bodie's a cheater because he pre-records his stuff. I like to see him do it in the fire.
He'll do it at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, I respect his 7 o'clock. Well, 6 o'clock, I don't.
And I think you'll see. Is it live? Is it recorded? Who's to say?
Who's to say? I mean, it's recorded live, even if it is, right? The man's getting ready
to run it live.
Nope. He's getting ready to run
He needs to be. It's a different pressure when you know you hear that certain sound that you know you got to wrap it up. I seen Bodie actually.
You are right about that.
Bodie coughed one time. Actually, it was hilarious.
So let me set this up. Let me set the table. When I found out that one of my botched updates was being played and laughed at on the morning show, I had to know. Fish told me about this. Fish likes to stoke the fire, right? He wants this. he wants us. So we get a little thing going, you know, like from, I would sometimes leave notes for Beamer here in at this position because I know he'll be the next guy to actually host if there's not a specialty show after us on the weeknights. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll write him a little note. It'll say like something like maybe an F-bomb of some type on there, leaving him a little message for the morning at 5 o'clock. But he played this, and I guess it was Shark was talking about a nightmare that he would have where he, because he's the first guy in the morning, right?
Yes.
Like the station is running with him. First local guy, like he's the first local producer for morning radio. I did morning radio once, and you'd have to set 5 alarms at 3:30, 4 in the morning, whatever time you're going to get in for the 6 a.m. start, to make sure you're there, and it all happens.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the terror flash or the dream nightmare of him racing into work, or he's actually said he was sitting at the microphone and the update bed started to play and he had nothing. He had no script. He hadn't looked anything up and he just had to go. And he's so relieved when he boom, like the alarm hit. He woke him. He's like, oh, good. It's 3:30.
He's a dream. True company man that he's having dreams about this sports
center. Beamer said, oh, wait, Shark. That actually happened in real life. So I give you the clip from their morning show here today.
Anyway, I'm sure I've seen you ad lib the updates before, and I'm only in here like 10 times a year.
Have you heard Tim Hall ad lib an update?
Oh, when he was out of breath?
This is Sports Radio 97.1 FM, Sports Center.
Good evening, I'm Tim Hall, getting ready for some hockey here tonight. You'll get the Columbus Blue Jackets just a couple games away from getting to 500. They will take on the New York Rangers today in New York. Yes, coming up here at 6:45. Your coverage on the Fan. Puck drop will be at 7 o'clock. That one will be an interesting game for sure. College football. Mac Brown getting ready to coach Texas in the Alamo Bowl against Oregon. He says his job situation has not changed. He also said he's still looking forward to meeting with President Bill Powers and Athletics Director Steve Patterson to the NFL. Good one tonight for Thursday Night Football. The Chargers are in Denver to take on the Broncos. 8:25.
Do you need a second?
On NFL Network.
I'll just talk for a second.
I am completely out of breath.
What are you doing, running down the hall?
Running down the hall. Printer is out of paper. Can't get a sound bite in.
All right.
Absolute total train wreck.
Yes. I think we've all been there. That's not a dream. That's a nightmare.
Tim was praying that was a dream.
Yeah.
I'm actually glad that it happened. It's all part of the process. It's all part of it.
Who was that to cut you off, man?
That was Mike. That was Common Man. How about his voice, right?
Common Man.
Are you out of breath? What, the processor or something with the microphones? It makes it sound so different. It was wild, but do I got ammunition to throw back my old pal Beamer's way. So I start off with one of my favorite tosses to a break when Beam and I were hosting the Buckeye Show. This is my friend Brandon Beam. Take it away, Beam.
Thank you very much, Timmy. Thank you, and happy birthday.
Thank you, man. Let's get it done tonight.
Absolutely. Get a win, CB. Thank you for everything. We give you next to Jody Shelley and Bob Magella, Inside Edge, next up on The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington.
We get Nick, Bob Magella, and Bob Beam, 97 on The Fan. It happens. It absolutely happens. And an all-time favorite. This is the Columbus Jackoffs.
You already know this, but a former Buckeye, Ryan Dezingle, was traded to the CBJ. What can we expect out of him tonight as the Jackets square off with the Flyers? You're listening to the Buckeye Show right here on The Fan.
Locally owned and operated.
Maybe the most Freudian slip that has ever happened. Ever. I mean, that you could call our hockey team that live on the air. It's unbelievable, right? And here was maybe the best network update. This was going out to the entire Ohio State Sports Network, mind you. This update, this was actually out there. Beam having a stroke live on the air.
Conference championship weekend in college football. Ohio State getting ready to take on the Wisconsin Badgers tonight. Excuse me. Had a little Paul Keels action right there. Badgers tonight from Lucas Oil Stadium. Ryan Day knows it's going to be a tough task.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job against us, especially in the first half. You know, we
don't you put Paul Keels' name on that. Shame. Shame, Beamer.
Oh,
no.
My goodness. That was about when Bodie had that cough attack. It was something like that.
So that's how we play that game. I do love that guy, though.
Dirty game.
I do love that guy, though. All right, not one, but two different SEC head coaches said something really stupid this week. We'll hit on that in the College Football Pulse. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
If you haven't thought about Buckeye football today, I'm sorry to tell you that you're dead. Our condolences. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. In baseball, Arizona beat Cincinnati 5-4 earlier this afternoon as the Diamondbacks sweep the three-game set. The Reds' losing streak now sits at 8 games. They begin a 10-game West Coast trip tomorrow night in San Francisco. As for the Guardians, they face the White Sox tonight for the first of four in Chicago. First pitch for tonight's game is later this hour at 7:40. Ben Lively gets the start for Cleveland. NBA playoffs tonight, the Cavs play game 2 in Boston. The Celtics lead the series 1-9. They're about to get started right now at TD Garden. And then at 9:30, OKC will host Dallas with the Thunder up 1-0 in that series. Also in the NBA, the Suns have fired head coach Frank Vogel after just one season on the job. Phoenix went 49-33 this year, and they were swept in the first round of the postseason by Minnesota. ESPN reports that Mike Budenholzer will be a top candidate for that job. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, the Rangers are at the Hurricanes at 7. New York leads the series 2-9. And then Colorado's at Dallas at 9:30. The Avalanche lead that series 1-9.
Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric? Call a Carpenter.
All right, hour two, Timmy and Tyvus. Happy Thursday, everybody. I want to remind you guys that we certainly do have our Buckeye Show voicemail up and running. How about this voicemail inbox, Tyvus?
Oh, yeah. We're getting some good ones.
You into this thing?
I am.
Pretty cool that we have that now, right?
So yes,
anytime,
it is.
Anytime you get a thought, anytime you got anything to say, like we said, and you've already yelled enough at the dinner table or to the wife, she doesn't want to hear any of your takes anymore, you can just send them our way. Put this in your phone, 614-460-2896. 460-2896. Goes right to my desk, and I get an email. When you leave a voicemail, please do like leave your name too. Give yourself a character name or whatever, whatever we can call you. So, Bode Man, We got some idiots in college football here today?
Yes, we do, Timmy.
Good.
My favorite head coach in college football, of course, is Brian Kelly.
You mean my family.
He's born and raised in Massachusetts and developed a southern accent as soon as he got down in Baton Rouge.
You pick it up quick, Bodie.
Yeah.
Pick it up quick when you're down there.
Exactly. He said something pretty dumb this week. Pretty shocking, I know. We'll go ahead and have a listen to this one here. I'll play it right now.
Well, I think I made it pretty clear in a number of the press conferences that I had that we were in the market in recruiting in the transfer portal looking for defensive linemen. It hasn't fared very well, quite frankly, because, you know, we're selling something a little bit differently. And that is we want to recruit. We want to engage, build relationships. We want to develop, retain, and have success. We're not in the market of buying players, and unfortunately, right now, that's what some guys are looking for. They want to be bought.
Yeah, unfortunately, right now, for the last 100+ years of college football and basically anything in life, people want to get paid. Kind of a crazy concept, I know.
You're telling me, Bodie, you don't take Brian Kelly at face value.
Yeah.
That the LSU football experience way down there.
It's all about the name on the front.
In the deep South, yeah. Right? That they're not looking for $100 handshakes or, you know, McDonald's bags stuffed with cash. It wasn't always done that way. They're not going to ever try to buy their players like all these other teams are going to have to do to compete.
Look, we can argue whether or not NIL is, you know, playing out the way that NIL was kind of quote unquote supposed to. It's probably not, right? But the fact of the matter is everybody's getting paid and players are kind of being bought. It's kind of okay. It's probably not a perfect system the way it's set up right now, but the fact of the matter is that's just how it is. To suggest that it's not like allowed is wrong. You know, I was listening to Bishop and Friends, I believe this was yesterday, and even Bo mentioned something about like, well, you know, Brian, you're not at Notre Dame anymore. Notre Dame's buying players too. You know, they bought Sam Hartman last year. They bought Riley Leonard this year. Like, everybody's doing it and it's okay. I don't know if this is just something where they missed out on some guys in the portal and this is Kelly's excuse for what,
yeah,
but just
spinning
this whole idea that
he's spinning.
He's making it sound like he's like Dabo Sweeney. Where,
oh, yes, my gosh, hold on, Tyvus, you're right.
You're right.
We built this program on NIL. We built this program in God's name, image, and likeness.
They don't buy players at clubs. They built their program in God's
name. That's the thing.
If,
like, that is just what it is. He still seems like he's being resistant to the new day and age of stuff. And if you do that, you're going to get left behind. Now, luckily, they had a pretty decent season last year, but I don't know who the quarterback is, and I don't know who their receivers are.
Yeah, they lost the three players who all went in the first round, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the quarterback and both receivers.
Exactly. That was the biggest reason that they had the season they did.
If you want to have another season successfully, you got to replace some key positions. You're going to have to pay for it. It is what it is.
Hit me again with Dabo.
One more time. Let me get my dad.
Forget about Brian Kelly. Hit me with Dabo.
We built this program on NIL. We built this program in God's name, image, and likeness.
Hey, it worked. Good for them. They won 2 national championships. The Lord was out with Clemson
those
nights.
We built this program on rock and roll. That's what we did.
And the Lord's name, image, and likeness.
Isn't there a rock at the top of that hill?
Oh, yeah. Howard's Rock.
Yeah, yep. The Howard's Rock. They smacked that rock. They head on down there to the stadium and kick some ass.
With Jesus right there with them. They got a 12th man out on the field.
Not like Notre Dame. They got a touchdown Jesus back
Maybe
there.
Maybe Marcus Freeman should build his program.
Who is Dabo talking about that? That's Notre Dame's bad.
Yeah, no kidding.
You get off.
Get your own thing.
Yeah, you get your own thing, man. You're into buying players and buying wins, not Notre Dame's thing. Oh, man. What's next? Who's the next idiot?
Next up, we will stay in the SEC, go over to Auburn. Speaking of SEC coaches saying dumb things, we'll continue the theme. They're entering year 2 of the Hugh Freeze era down at Auburn. Another guy who's really done things the right way.
A great guy.
Hugh Freeze.
And we'll talk about God when it's convenient for him. Being a great guy.
The same Hugh Freeze that was at Ole Miss?
Yes, that same Hugh Freeze.
Oh, man.
Yep, that's him.
Oh,
he's the guy that was into the 1-900 numbers with the company phone, right?
Just escorts.
Oh, what did he say?
I mean, God forbid a man have hobbies.
What did he do, Bodie?
So he was talking about paying players as well,
And they're going to roll with quarterback Peyton Thorne again this season. Okay. That went really well for him last year. And Freeze spoke about that this week, saying, quote, "I believe in our quarterback room and our quarterback's coach, Kent Austin." That's an SEC coach right there, if I've ever heard a name. "I believe that if you have the right pieces around Peyton, that he can have success. We can have success. I think you saw some glimpses of that. And I don't think we had the total package around him last season. The options you presented are were this: develop Peyton, develop Holden, develop Hank, develop Walker." I'm guessing those are the three backups. Once again, some SEC quarterback names right there: Holden, Hank, and Walker.
No kidding, right?
Walker, Texas Ranger. Let's see where I lost my spot.
Hey, okay, yeah. Don't so sleep we can on Walker, Texas Ranger.
Develop those guys,
Chuck, man.
Or we can spend $1 million on this guy. This guy meaning somebody in the portal. "I couldn't bring myself to do that because I wanted to put all the pieces together." He did add right after that, "Now, I'm not saying I won't do that in time, but this year we're not going to do that."
Wait a minute. Peyton Thorne, the same one that was at Michigan State?
Oh, yeah, that Peyton Thorne.
Oh,
cancel Christmas. Cancel Christmas. Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Hey, listen, like I said, it is what it is. Like, and the thing is,
it's fine.
For Hugh Freeze, that's crazy to say that because this transfer portal, not the one after the season, it was so many quarterbacks that jumped in there that you could have easily upgraded at that. Now, it does cost you a pretty penny to do so.
It cost $1 million, probably,
but think about this. In college, you have to have that quarterback. That quarterback is going to be the difference maker. In college, in high school, NFL, it's always going to come down to, do you have a quarterback that can win you games?
The Buckeyes didn't spend $1 million on Will, did they?
I don't know what they spent. I mean, I do. I don't know what they spent.
Doesn't a mil sound like a lot for Will Howard?
I mean, I bet
and
it was
again,
close.
Like, it could be close, right? But I understand how that's... We've talked about this, Bodie. Like, you want to at least earn it, right? And you don't want to have to overpay for somebody. You won't have a problem getting to a certain number if it's fair market value, right? Yeah. That's all we're talking about, is but, getting away from like the Jay Rashada type stuff where you're being asked to pay multi-millions on the top for someone that's never stepped foot on a college football field.
But to play devil's advocate a little bit, you know, isn't what the price basically what the market kind of demands? I mean,
I agree.
I don't think Riley
prices
Leonard
seem high.
Is
prices are high out there for all of us, but we have to pay him.
Yeah, I don't think Riley Leonard is $1 million quarterback, but I bet that's probably what he got at Notre Dame, give or take. And that's
in the 750 range for some of these guys.
And then on top of
when you need a guy, and if you're Auburn, you know,
Auburn needs it.
Exactly. Yeah.
They left. I mean, Bo Nix left and went to Oregon and became a first round quarterback. I mean. Like, you battling that. Now you got quarterbacks looking like, well, if you had Bo Nix in your program and y'all wasn't that successful. So, you know, he's got to figure that part out. But the thing is, Auburn is in a good spot because people will want to go to Auburn. They've done a decent job in recruiting there. They're going to have some talent there. You get the Iron Bowl every year that everybody's going to look at. So you're going to go up against the SEC. If you could thrive in the SEC, that's going to push you up in the draft. So it's a lot of pros of wanting to be there.
Hugh Freeze.
But you got to, they're going to want their money.
I will say, though, it's shocking that this fast, because the portal has become what it is, that some of these phenom programs don't have a recruit that's got a couple, you know, 2-3 years under his belt that is ready to play, right? Yeah. And be awesome, because they're still able to go into all the high schools in their region and beyond and get some of the top high school talent to come to their school.
I mean,
develop for a couple years, then be ready to play. It's shocking that we're believing less in that now and looking towards that portal.
Yeah. The quarterback situation, I think, is a little different because you can sign however many 5 stars you want, and 90% of them are going to flame out. That's just kind of how the position goes.
It's like how anything goes, right? I mean, you're going to be better when you have experience. This is maybe the most eye-opening part of the change for me. Ohio State finally going with a transfer quarterback.
In today's football, you have to have a young guy that's developing right now. He might not be ready as a freshman, but year two or year three, he has to be ready. Because I think if you're going to get a quarterback out the portal, I think you got to go like the Ohio State route. You get the one that's going to be there for 1 year.
So you gonna pay him his money, get him off the books, and you got to be ready to, because you already got the one that you recruited. You got to make sure that that guy is good enough so that you're not spending all the money at that quarterback position.
And we're not talking about Julian Sain and Justin Fields being the same kind of transfers as a Will Howard, who is definitely a guy that's coming in here with 4 years of experience to play and to play now, and it's 1 year and then he's gone. It's just, this is a different thing. This is a new deal for a program like Ohio State. And you do eventually want to get back to, eventually you're going to have to see a guy take the snap. We're going to see with Will Howard. We don't know how he's going to be. This is the first time he's ever been at Ohio State. He's got experience, but it's still going to be his first rodeo at Ohio State. You're still going to have to be comfortable watching a guy, a younger player, possibly do it for the first time. And he'll take some lumps early on, but hopefully he'll turn out to be a superstar.
I think ultimately, the whole thing from what Hugh Freeze and Brian Kelly said, it's just like hard to believe these coaches are like, yeah, you know, we're just not interested. Brian Kelly in particular said, oh, we're just not interested in buying players. Well, dude, you're going to go 6-6 every year.
That's
if you're
a
not.
Fact.
That's just how the game's played, man.
And it's going to be getting more and more towards just simply pay for play.
Exactly.
And not just this NIL. That's the way that that's going to go. Good old Hugh Freeze there. That was good. Brian Kelly and then Hugh Freeze, who had this to say about all of his transgressions.
And he is the only one I've ever met that can handle my junk.
That's old JC. What he was talking about. He's the only one that can judge what he had done. All right, our friends from 10TV, they got updates from Day and Deebs today. That's right. Going to hear from both of the top head coaches around the block O, find out what each is at or where each is at with their team in the offseason, and Deeb's bold claim coming up. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Whatever you're doing right now, just know that Bo Bishop is enjoying a sip of bourbon. Even if this promo is playing in the morning, no judgment.
Ah, sweet morning drinking.
The Fan.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Sometimes you just need a little time for you, or better yet, you and a pizza. Like a delicious Donato's Cauliflower Crust Pizza, a golden crispy crust loaded with your choice of toppings. Or get any Donato's Signature Pizza on cauliflower crust, like chicken spinach mozzarella. Create your perfect cauliflower crust escape today and get $3 off any order of $15 or more using promo code PIZZA. Order now at Donato's.com.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Are you happy?
daily for Buckeye Baseball, Matt Andrews brings you every Big Ten game on our family of fan networks. 1460 AM, The Fan's HD2, and The Fan app. Your home for Ohio State Athletics, The Fan, Ohio sports destiny. Block O on the radio. This is The Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus on a nice little Thursday here. We are brought to you by our good friends at CareSource and by Schottenstein Roofing for top quality and a price match guarantee. Visit schottensteinroofing.com. Tyvus, I love your hoodie today. You've always got wonderful Nike apparel on. You know that, man?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I've had this hoodie for, I would say, no exaggeration, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
About 6 years.
6 years? For folks, if you can get a look at it, if we get this clip on social media at some point, you'll see it. But it's just a beautiful, crisp red hoodie with a lot of teeny tiny white Nike swooshes over it. And I like the one that you wear. You've got the black hoodie that has, it looks like you're wearing Jordan sneakers tied up and like over your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool hoodie too.
Nice little Jordan. Got the ones in it.
Got the ones like around your neck.
Yeah.
I watched the movie Air on the flight back for the second time. I had seen it once. I liked it so much.
I haven't seen that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You've got to watch that. You're like the biggest Jordan fan I know.
I know. I just, listen.
It's a great movie. It's fantastic. If you're super into the Nike, to the Jordan shoes and everything, you've got to see it.
No, I'll definitely tune in for sure. Yeah. I'm sure it's on streaming services.
It's free in Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay, cool.
Right now.
Yeah.
You can go and watch it tonight. Yeah. Free of ads.
Yep. No, well, the Cavs on, so.
That's right. Yeah. What are we, wait. Do we not have it on yet?
Yeah,
right,
it's on a commercial.
Okay, it's on a commercial.
We're down right now.
What score?
What was it, 11-5?
14-5.
14-5.
I know, game just started at 7 o'clock. You got the Cavs and the Celtics. Is Jared Allen out, guys?
Yes.
He's definitely out.
Yep.
So game two at the TD Garden, Celtics, Bodeman sees versus Tyvus's Cavs. Cavaliers trying to make sure they don't go to Cleveland down 2. All right, so we go to Day and Deebs. What's more interesting to you at this exact moment? You want to hear from Ryan Day from the Beard or from Coach Diebler?
Oh, let's hear from the Beard.
Let's hear from the Beard. This is what he liked from spring ball. Our friends at 10TV gave this to us. There was a little Buckeyes care shoot out at the shoe today, and so they got a chance to catch up with things about their team.
Well, first off, everybody stayed healthy. That was the first thing. It's got to be a long season next year. But you know, it was good to see some guys get some reps in front of a great crowd. And we had over 80,000 people here. It was on national TV. So great to see some young guys get out there. And there was some good tackling going on. See how some guys graded out.
All right. We started pretty generic there, Tyvus.
Mm-hmm.
Health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stay healthy.
Great answer.
Great answer. Right? Yeah. We could do this, right? Oh, it's good look at the team there. You know, you got a sweat built up there and just want to stay healthy.
Yep.
Right? Want to get good reps in and stay healthy. What about the quarterback battle?
Well, we're further along than we were when we started. It was good to get a bunch of these guys reps. It'll continue throughout the summer. I think the good news is we have depth there. All five guys, you know, decided to stay as this portal window opened, which is great for us because we know it's going to take all of them to win the whole thing.
Tell me what real Ryan Day is thinking. What Ryan Day's not going to tell the masses at this point after he saw everything that he saw. What's he really thinking in the middle of May about that quarterback battle?
Well, he's probably thinking to himself, wow, we got five guys that actually stayed. I just knew for sure we was going to lose two. But luckily we got five. That's good because injuries are a part of the game. And right now I'm not really 100% sold on which one I want to go with right now. Everybody in the spring had their ups and downs. You know, we want Will Howard to get the job right now, but Devin is fighting too hard. And then this guy, Julian Sang, is really starting to take off. So it's going to be very difficult right now. I can't make an answer right now because I got these three guys in front of me right now that I'm looking at that could potentially be the starter.
He's not saying, holy crap, I don't have a guy that's clearly separating.
Nope, he ain't saying.
Again,
yep.
For the second straight year, I don't have a guy. He's not thinking to himself and losing sleep at night over that fact.
I don't think he's...
I got a couple good ones to pick from. It's not, doesn't look brilliant now.
Not right now. Now, when training camp comes around, after about week one of training camp, if it ain't happening then he's like, oh
yeah.
My gosh, here we go again.
No! Here's him saying, this is Ryan Day. We added the right guys in the portal this time around.
Yeah, excited. Excited. You know, we just had another transfer portal window here that's coming on and feel really good about how we came out of there. You know, overall, I really like our roster, and I think we've added the right pieces because, as you know, you don't just walk into this program and think you're going to just step out in the field. You have to earn the respect of the guys that are around you. And the six guys that came in at mid-year, they were able to go through the offseason program with Coach Mick and the guys and earn the respect of the locker room.
Yeah, here lately, it's not like they've seen a ton of guys depart. There hasn't really been a single player of true significance. You can say Jahad Carter is a top line backup, and Dallin Hayden was going to be a third stringer at best, mm-hmm. with what Quinshon Judkins is going to bring and Travion Henderson being healthy. Dallin was maybe the guy with the biggest name power because of what we saw, but clearly there was something that they didn't entirely love with him because he always showed some good stuff, but. They redshirted him. They just didn't want to unleash him.
Yeah, I think it was one of those situations where I know that what we've seen in games, as far as him getting the ball as a running back, carrying the rock, he was good at. But I think it was the extra stuff that you got to do at the running back. If the running back position was just about running the football, he could be the best. He's up there with everybody. But I think they asked their running backs to do so much, catch the ball out the backfield, block, do those things. And I don't think he was necessarily great at those things. And I know that he spent the last year taking his red shirt. He was taking that year to get better at being a better pass blocker, or picking up blitzes and catching the ball out the backfield. Maybe when the spring came around, you know, maybe he didn't take off like they had hoped that he would. And then, you know, you get a new running backs coach coming in there. That's something that's different. You got to try to win him over. And then maybe a guy like James People, a freshman, started to emerge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, you know, that started to happen. So he just probably thought to himself, you know what, I'm getting lost in this shuffle. Let me just go ahead and get out of here.
Tyvus, let's switch sports to men's basketball. What have you thought about everything that had been done in this last week now, especially when you bring in a five-star recruit who had played 1 year at Duke? To, you know, mix him with a Kentucky transfer here and Sean Stewart.
Well, it's exciting to get guys that went to blue blood programs, you know, and if they were good enough to be recruited there, that means that they're pretty good basketball players. I think that, you know, the guy from Duke, the one that can jump out the gym, mm-hmm. the one that's hired, that can jump
height
higher
too.
Than Zion 6'8", Williamson.
6'9".
Yeah, I think that's exciting because that makes me want to tune in, you know, a guy that you could throw up a lob to it, he can dunk. A guy that's just very athletic, you know, that can make plays. I think that's something that you didn't necessarily have on your team. You don't have a guy that's a big. Actually, we haven't had a guy since
Slam Thompson.
Slam Thompson
who could jump like that.
Exactly.
I mean, Bryce could get up. I don't want to say we've had nothing. Bryce could get up.
I mean.
Malachi
yeah.
could get up.
Yeah.
EJ could get up, but Sam was different.
Yeah.
The way he could just absolutely jump out the gym. They could just run lob plays for him.
Exactly.
They had nifty setups. Thad had nifty out of bounds plays to get him to the rim.
Yeah, he did. So that makes it more exciting. That makes more people tune in. Then you got a guy who's 7'1". We haven't had a true 7-footer in quite some time. But a lot of people are mad about Felix. But this guy offensively is better than Felix, and he didn't play a ton of minutes. And I think just because him being 7'1", you know, if he puts his arms up, that's going to mess up a lot of shots off of that
it
alone.
It is. He's got to be committed to defense, though.
He's got
to
be
have
better.
Good commitment
he's
got to
be better defensively, and he's got to hit those rebounds if he's going to be the big man out there. And I think he can do that.
Deebs is excited about it.
Really excited. Really excited. I love the guys we brought in out of the portal. Excited about the two freshmen we have coming in. And then, you know, the guys returning. I think this roster fits the way we want to play with more tempo, more aggressiveness on both sides of the ball. So really excited.
See, I love that about him. From the start, they want to run. They want to get the ball and just go. Here's another one.
I think the athleticism and the versatility that we have in the front court is different than what we've had in the past. And I'm really excited about that. It's going to allow us to play with more pace, and it's going to allow us to do some different things defensively.
And look, I was maybe a year ahead on what my prediction was for Bruce. He was really good.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a click short of great.
Yeah.
And this is what Jake sees from him coming up in his junior year.
Bruce's leadership, and certainly he's a talented player, and he's established himself, in my opinion, as one of the best guards, not only in the Big Ten, but this next season. I think he'll show he's one of the best guards in the country.
Well, this time around, it's got to be true where Bruce is a first team All Big Ten.
Yeah, I think you got
this time. It's got to happen.
I think when you look at the backcourt, you got two guys that's playmakers, but they're like opposites. You got Michi, who's more aggressive with the ball in his hand. You got Bruce that's looking to get everybody involved. So I think that those two guys will work well with each other. But I like the fact that if you're going to have a small backcourt, the rest of your lineup is big. So you go get 6'9", 7'1", and maybe a 6'7" guy at the small four. So I like that for defense.
I know, Tyvus, you're fond of this guy. We mentioned one of the great Buckeyes of all time in Jack Nicklaus on a previous show here, and coming up in a couple weeks, a more famous former Buckeye will be honored in an interesting place. It's next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The only show where sports talk is eclipsed by food talk.
Ooh, donuts.
Common Man. Sports talk is eclipsed by food talk.
Ooh, donuts.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donatos, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The show where we pay people extra to host with Timmy Hall. This is the Buckeye Show.
Yeah. Enjoy that money, Tyvus.
I appreciate it, Timmy.
You're welcome, buddy. You're welcome. We're getting this feud going between our DB, Tyvus Powell. He's just a safety in DeVere's eye. DeVere Posey, stud route runner, crispy. Yep. Fast, he, you good know hands.
He, as he would say, I was just a guy, he was the guy. So good for him.
That's right.
Good for him.
You're commenting on DeVere's CFL career. Mm-hmm. He's commenting on your bouncing around all these different teams in the NFL.
Yep.
Practice squad, Tyvus.
Yep.
You gotta love it. We're going to try to get this thing done. We're going to come up with some kind of contest. Maybe I could be the referee. And before that, Cardale Jones celebrity softball tournament, we want to get Tyvus and DeVere having some fun competing out there.
You better ice
just
up.
Cleats, ice that's up, it. Son. Just cleats, no pads, just ice mono up, mono.
That's all I'm going to tell them. Ice up.
Although Common Man and I really wanted to provide you safety help over the top.
I don't need it.
I know.
Don't need it.
Maybe you do.
No, I don't.
Bodie, what would you play? You look like a corner. You look like you would play boy. Slot
to
corner.
Thank you, Tyvus. Yeah. I don't want any part of it. I don't need some injury or anything. I'll just watch and enjoy it from the sidelines.
You never wanted to prove something?
Not against you or DeVere. I already know what. I already know the result of that.
See what I'm saying? He's defeated already. 90% of it, Bodie, is mental. You got to listen.
The other half is physical?
No, it's 10% is physical.
Oh, okay. I will tell you this. We had a little get together yesterday. We do this once a month where we just have a programming staff meeting. Nothing out of the ordinary. Cody, the Sweet Lou from upstairs, heads the whole station. He'll say some things about the sales staff and just overall how we're doing as a radio station. Fish will provide updates from programming. Scotty will provide updates from promotions. We'll honor our employee of the month. You know, every 3 or 4 months, it winds up being the Bode Man anyway. So we do a lot of honoring of him. It's like Bodie and Colin, and we, you know, I've won it once, and we try to get one for Tyvus, but independent contractors.
No, I can't.
Are X'd out of winning, so we can't get one for Ryan Baker right now.
It's unfair.
He's next. Yeah, we got guys to work on, but Bodie, you know, recently just became full time. He had been.
You wasn't.
He had been
time?
A staffer.
Tyvus.
Yeah, just as of a month
Tyvus,
ago.
I wish you were the program director.
Are you serious? Bodie, you have been full time this whole time?
That was correct. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, they're doing me, Tyvus.
So now he gets to work more hours for less money.
Yeah.
it's great. So they showed a picture of Bodie saying how, you know, this was some news and that this had happened. I kid you not, it's hilarious. He looks like he's an official scout for Notre Dame. Yeah. It's a picture of him wearing head to toe, like, and he looks like tucked in and crisp, like he's wearing athletic gear.
What else would I be
wearing?
He's
at a game, but the way he has his arms folded and the way his hat's perfectly forward, he looks like he's a scout for the team.
It probably looks disgusting.
Yeah.
Get you some Buckeye gear, man. You know where you at?
I do,
You got to embrace it.
Everybody's made me well aware of that.
Just embrace it. You got to just lean into it.
The most important part was I leaned over to Timmy. I said, Timmy, that game right there, the Irish beat Nevada 39-10.
You know, I saw that's good for you, Bodie. While I'm thinking of it, I thought I might put you on the spot.
Wait a minute, where is this picture at?
I'll find it for you.
It was just on a slide.
Yeah, it was on a slide. I'll have to get it from Sweet Lou. Maybe I can give it to the people tomorrow and we can have some fun with this. Let's look at Notre Dame 2022, shall we? They lost that game 21-10 to Ohio State on September 3rd. We know that.
Yep.
What about Saturday, October 8th? You guys were playing BYU. You were off to a 2-2 start. Remember that game?
I do, yeah. 28-20.
Yes. On the nose. Very, very next week, you stayed home. Was that BYU game? There's a little star by that.
Yeah, that was in Vegas.
It's in Vegas.
Yep.
There you go. Saturday, October 15th, you played Stanford at home.
I was at this game.
Oh.
Probably one of the more miserable games I've ever been to because it was just not very fun. And I believe we lost. Well, I know we lost. I believe the final score was 16-14.
Yep. Yes, it was. A couple weeks later, you went on the road and had a nice performance probably against Dino Babers and the Syracuse Orange. They were number 16 in the country, Syracuse was.
Whipped them.
Saturday, October 29th.
41-24.
This is unhealthy.
I would 100% agree.
Back in 2020.
Oof. See, this season's tough because this COVID season.
You had a 4-0 start.
Yep. Oh, we went 10-0 even, yeah.
Rip-roaring start. And Saturday, October 17th, you were home against Louisville.
12-7.
That's not even a act like that's
how many
not
pa- even how many pa- usual pa- score. How many passing yards did Ian Book have?
Oh, this was like the craziest wind I think Notre Dame Stadium's ever had. We couldn't throw the ball at all. I don't know, but it was probably 120
under
the it was
106.
It was an ugly day.
Yeah, 106. The crazy game against Clemson that year, Saturday, November 7th, number 1 Clemson was in town. How'd that one go?
I'm going to get this one wrong, I think.
Oh, my God.
No. I know.
No. 47-40. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Dang it. I wanted it. I'm over here praying on his downfall.
Double overtime.
Yes. Great win.
You know, he's basically Dustin Hoffman from Rain Man, but there's no disability there.
That can't be healthy. Like, I'm a fan of the Buckeyes, but there's no way. I don't even remember the score to the Missouri game.
Nor should you.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't think you do.
The Missouri game? No.
14 to, no, it was worse than that. Like, 21-10, maybe?
21-3?
21-3. Buckeyes scored 3?
We didn't score a touchdown that game.
No tutty?
Look it up. I don't want to. I feel like we didn't score a touchdown.
I don't know if they got past the 50 there for a while.
I'm curious because I really don't think we scored a touchdown.
You want a final guess?
14-3.
Wait, what's the answer?
14-3.
Okay. There you go. 14-3, 16-3, 17-3. Pick 21.
I knew we didn't score.
So this is cool. Tyvus, would you agree that Jesse Owens, not Jack Nicklaus, the GOAT?
Yes.
All-time greatest athlete in Ohio State history?
I mean,
would you say that, Bodie?
Under Tyvus.
Would you go Jesse over Jack?
Yeah, I think that's close, fair to say, right? Especially when you factor in circumstances and whatnot.
God, that's two good ones, right? As good as any athletic program, department in the country could boast.
Stanford would have Tiger, right?
Stanford's got Tiger.
And then maybe like John Elway or Andrew Luck.
But if you leave football.
I'll leave football.
You know what I'm saying? You leave the big sports, men's basketball and football out of it, and you could talk about one of the greatest track stars ever to live and the things that he did on sort of a geopolitical scale too, right? Yeah. And then you talk about Jack Nicklaus, the greatest to ever pick up sticks.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But this was cool. I just recently found out, as there should have been, Jesse Owens, he accomplished his rare feat at the 1935 Big Ten Track Championships when he set four world records in 45 minutes. That's incredible,
ridiculous.
Right? He did that when he was a collegiate athlete at Ohio State.
That's absurd.
So there had already been a plaque in Ann Arbor, which I find incredibly cool and right too. It's correct. Like there should be.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be anything about a Michigan Ohio State rivalry. It's respecting greatness and everything that man went through as well.
He set four world records
in 45 minutes.
Yes, that's
one of the great things that was ever done.
That is
by any athlete. Yeah.
You know how good of shape he was in to do something like that?
Well, he was one of the best athletes ever. So, yes, he was in great shape.
Yeah, what was that? Do you know the events?
Yeah, I can get you the events here. But anyway, the story goes, and that was the day of day's performance. He is going to receive a World Athletics Heritage plaque in Ann Arbor. I believe it's going to replace a plaque that has already been there. So on May 25th, his family is going to be invited there and be honored with this plaque ceremony. So what it was, he was 21 years old. He did it in the 100 yards, 9.4. He jumped an 8.13 meters in his lone long jump attempt. World record, that was for 25 years. And he won the 220-yard event and the 220-yard low hurdles with times faster than the previous records for the 200-yard events. That's what's crazy.
They added
20 yards onto those events, and he was faster than the 200-yard event times for the world record for those.
That's amazing.
It's really cool. Cool.
I wish I could have been there to see that, actually.
That would be a cool. You'd talk about going back in time.
Yeah, I would.
Being able to see something.
I would be... like, wow, my jaw will be on the floor.
Although 1935.
Not good times.
Not.
Especially for me.
It was kind of part of Jesse Owens' story, you know? Not always the greatest.
You know what? To see that.
But to see, yes.
I'd deal with it.
Yeah, unbelievable, right? All right, the very best with the Bucks on the social fronts, plus... A big Buckeye contingent heading to the Sunshine State. Ah, beautiful. Colorado, right? We'll tell you why as we look at the hashtags. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
If you miss a live show, you can catch the podcast. If you miss the podcast, our hosts have volunteered to have dinner with you.
Ma, the meatloaf!
The Fan. They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's XTREMELimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
If you're obsessed with fantasy sports and gambling things, we have the slightly above average radio show for you. On the Money with Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Sunday morning at 9 on the Fashion. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Trust the pros at the Waterworks for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs. Visit thewaterworks.com today to get started.
All right, so I don't know why. But, well, I mean, it is the season. That's why. When you look at the calendar and where we are in the cycle, I was seeing a lot of Buckeye football recruiting notes on social today, Tyvus. And the first thing that I mentioned back there, and this is where you would, you know, we want to get Bodie not in the Notre Dame gear, but just get him set up looking like an Ohio State scout with the ball cap on, get him a nice like polo shirt tucked into the athletic pants, nice Ohio State tennis shoes there, have him go out there. And he's pretty cut too, so you want to look like an athletic guy. You want him to extend the hand, you know, good firm handshake. Hey, how we doing, son? You know, how you doing, young man? Like Bodie Wells, Ohio State football. Just checking in, making sure that, you know, keeping our relationships up and good. Love the way you look out here. Just remember, you know, we can get you out here for a visit. I know you're committed to Kentucky and all that, but we sure would love to see you out here. We got some good things going on.
Is that Carlos, who we're recruiting?
Carlos Lachlan.
Kids who are committed to Kentucky?
I know, it sounds strange, right?
Let's go for like Alabama or Georgia.
I'm just spitballing here, all right? I'm ad-libbing. Give me a break. Cut me some slack. But anyway, Bill Kerlick, I was following him on the socials, so the Bucknuts account at Bucknuts 24/7, or just at Bill_Kerlick, the dean of Buckeye football recruiting. He was saying that, you know, a lot of Buckeye coaches are heading for the IMG showcase, which is a big deal down in Florida in the Sunshine State. So they're going to be doing some recruiting work down there. And
don't we
Carnell got, Tate, Carnell Tate, IMG
isn't
guy.
Isn't CJ Hicks from there too?
Does that ring a bell? CJ Hicks?
I thought CJ Hicks was from Ohio.
I thought he's from Ohio as well.
CJ Hicks, the linebacker from Ohio? I did not know that. I always thought that kid was from IMG for some odd reason.
Let me see. Well, I mean, he could be from Ohio. No, he's an Alter guy. Alter. That's it. Dayton.
Huh. I thought he was. Wow.
Yeah, where are you coming up with that from?
I don't know. For some odd reason, I always thought that kid was from IMG.
Didn't Carnell Tate grab a catch, a touchdown catch against Bishop Sycamore?
Yes, he did.
That's great.
Yes, he did.
Did you guys watch that doc?
That's what Ohio State knew. That he could play at Ohio State. Like, man, they're lighting up this Bishop Sycamore.
Going up against grown men.
Right? Yeah.
Just against grown
men. I mean, these Bishop Sycamore guys, these are dudes.
That one did look like he's 45.
Does he score on them?
Maybe me and DeVere should go out there and see to try to find us a Bishop Sycamore.
Little did we know that Bishop Sycamore, the poor guys, that had to play 6 games in the last 7 days. That's what they did to them. But yeah, recruiting's on the mind. Also, Bill was talking about how a Kentucky running back commit, Isaiah West, top 100 guy, class of 2025. He's a hard commit to the Wildcats, but he's going to make his first official to Ohio State on Friday.
Where is he
so
from?
So he's clearly taking the visits.
You know where he's from?
Yeah, he is a St. Joe's prep, Philadelphia. So we got some history there. With Marvin and Kyle McCord.
Yeah, I like our chance. They do a good job of flipping. Didn't we lose Chip Traynham to Kentucky? Didn't he go to Kentucky?
Yes, that does sound right.
They're trying to get back.
Yeah.
Even the score.
Yeah.
You took one of ours for taking your recruits.
Yes, that is absolutely what they're doing. You looking at anything over there, Tyvus? I know you're in on the Cavs game, Cavs and Celtics tonight.
Yeah, no, I was on Twitter and I was on IG and I seen this post talking about, it's from Max Chadwick of PFF College Football Show.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about Emeka Egbuka. He said he's going to remind a lot of people why we were so high on him entering last season.
Yes, he will.
And I do believe that he will have a monster season. I think that, what do you see, 1,000 yards from breaking the record?
We have made that well known here on the Buckeye Show.
I think he's...
It's a click higher than that, but I think it's under 1,100,
though. It's like 1,031 or something like that.
It's very doable. I said 1,000 for Quinshon and Travion yesterday. Mm-hmm. Emeka Egbuka going to become the all-time leading receiver at Ohio State.
I think he will be, because I think a lot of people don't realize how athletic Emeka is. He is really good at wide receiver, and he will be a first round pick after this season is over. I know he wants to stay healthy this year. If he would have been healthy last year, things would have ended a lot better for the Buckeyes, but I think that kid is going to be very special this season.
Let's finish with a voicemail, all right? One from the Buckeye Show voicemail. 614-460-2896. Anything you want to leave us, just do it right here. Tyvus, this had been a theme where throughout the years, there was a thing with me that I was too much of a lover of the Holt man.
Mm-hmm.
So here is another clip of, I think we had... This guy must have called back because the first time the phone was cutting in and out too much, but I could get the gist of what he was saying, and I responded. But here's Jared.
Tim Hall, this is Jared. Everyone out there, remember to use your name. That's one of the main things. Tim, just wanted to check in to see if you were willing yet to comment or admit you were wrong about the Holt man. Okay, he lost to a 15 seed as a 2 seed, and how many championships did he win in his tenure at Ohio State? He won none. I'll be listening.
All right, now, as I hear that, I'm wondering if we actually played that, because I took the trip, and I don't know. Bodie, did we play that one on the show already?
I don't remember playing that one specifically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got, like I said, you know where I'm at with that. As we got into the final 2 years... We needed to see something get done, and it didn't get done, and we got where we got, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
I will admit I was standing behind him maybe a little bit longer than the rest of you. I will admit that it did not work out. Work out in the end.
It's unfortunate, but he's at where now?
He's at DePaul.
He'll be fine.
Where can the folks find the Buckeye Show podcast if they missed anything, Tyvus?
Anywhere that they get their podcast, it will be updated 5 minutes after the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Tyvus.
Thank you.
Coming up next, a little thing called You'll See on The Fan.
We've been your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, The Fan, Ohio sports destiny.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.